Yeah, well, you know, I talked to people that had they got to play with the 7300, and I got to look at the 91. I didn't get a chance to operate it, but I think the 91, it's a great radio, but I'd rather have, I don't want, if something takes a crap on it, and you got to send it in, you got nothing. You know, if you know, my tri-band takes a crap, well, I still got HF, and if something happens to that, which, you know, heaven forbid, I still got the tri-band. So, and it, I don't know, I like monitoring. Right now, I'm all about HTs, so I got you know, HT monitoring the. You know, the 2-meter call, I got some friends I've met on 2-meter call and other radios. That is, and this one is kind of cool. This is a DM32, and it's dual listen. It'll monitor, you know, two frequencies, which is kind of cool. But yeah, we'll see. Get that, I told somebody, I don't know who I was talking to, about, you know, planning out my HF antennas. So, I'll go ahead and get the radio and maybe throw up, you know, a long wire and an unfed, just so I can listen while I'm still studying my general. I'm about halfway through the book, so, and got stuck a little bit on the electronics and the electrical formulas and stuff, you know, figuring how many nanofarads and this and that. So, I think I'm going to skip that chapter and go on, and I'll come back to it. I think it's back to Anthony, I think.